At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're freaking out. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. I hope everyone out there had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Aside from Friday afternoon, which stunk, Eagles go down to the Chicago Bears, have dropped two straight games, and we're at a little bit of a crossroads here once again. We need this offense to figure it out. Defense didn't play well either. Let's discuss it all as the Eagles are at a pivot point entering the month of December. Joining us now, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, how you doing today?
Merrill.
I am doing well. I have already forgotten about Friday. Did something happen Friday?
You know what?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I like your perspective. Let's all just bury it. Let's pretend it did happen. Merrill, it did happen. That was a very frustrating day because the Bears came in here and they pushed them around.
Awful. Just absolutely awful. But what they have to do at this point really is just say enough is enough. All right, we're starting now, and the next 5 weeks are like playoffs. I mean, they have to go into every game starting next Monday night in Los Angeles and say, all right, it's now or never. I mean, they have to play every game like it's a playoff game and I know they prepare and they work hard all the week and they come in with the right attitude, but they have got to make this each game now has got to be treated like do or die.
Merrill, I agree. And they actually have some experience within this same season of doing this. So they lost the two straight to Denver, where they blew a big lead, and then lost on the short week to the Giants. And they came back, Merrill, after a little bit of a mini bye entering that Vikings game. And they did exactly what you're saying. They played well. They won the next four games, Vikings, Giants, Packers, and Lions. And Merrill, now the question is, can they do it again? Because we've seen this story already once within this season. Do you have confidence they're going to come out starting next week and play better football? Because like you're saying, Merrill, they need to now.
Well, I mean, they can't think about five games. I mean, Nick always says they go with we're 1-0. They've got to play each game individually. And can they go out there and beat the Chargers? Yes, they can beat the Chargers. The Chargers are a team that is they're having their own problems. And now you have a broken hand suffered by their great quarterback Justin Herbert. I don't know if he's going to play or not. He's going to try. But then he can't take a snap under center. Certainly Aaron Rodgers was handicapped yesterday with his left hand and some kind of a device. So it's not going to be Justin Herbert 100% if at all it is Justin Herbert. But even if it is Justin Herbert, they're not a great team this year. And this is a team that the Eagles absolutely should be able to beat.
Well, they're favorite in the game, and I agree with you, Merrill. Even with the Eagles' issues right now, they should be able to find a way to go out there and win a game. We'll see if Herbert plays. He's going to have surgery on that left hand this week, and if not him, it's going to be Trey Lance. Merrill, watching Friday, what struck you the most? I just was blown away by how physical the Bears were and pushed our defense. I mean, I know our offense is just struggling this season, but I was surprised to how the Bears ran the ball down the Eagles' throat on Friday.
Yeah, I was too, and that was reminiscent to me of the game at the Meadowlands where the Giants with Scataboo kept pushing the Eagles wherever they wanted to push them, and the Bears definitely out-physicaled the Eagles. I hated to see that, but they were running downhill, and the Eagles were trying to push back, and the Bears just couldn't be stopped. I mean, whether it was DeAndre Swift or or they, I mean, they were with both backs going over 100 yards.
Merrill, when you, and you've been through a lot of these and seen a lot of these different years with Eagles offenses, and it's always the blame game when the offense struggles like this. Is it the coach or the players? When you watch it, what's your perspective on why you think they're struggling so much offensively? We know they have, you know, names and they have talent. They have guys that have performed well, very well, in the recent past, but it's a long stretch, Merrill, now where they're just not scoring enough points to you know, comfortably win any game.
I know, and everybody likes to point the finger at the offensive coordinator and the play calling. This, the play calling is important, but it's not the end all. It's the execution. It's all one, as you said, at the line of scrimmage. It's out physically the other team. Yeah, you can get a creative play here and there that works, but basically it's about the guys on the field really coming forth with their best effort and their best performance and just taking it to the other team.
Merrill, let's end with this. How seriously are you taking the Cowboys right now? Because there's two parts to this. One, the Eagles are struggling, which is obvious. But 3 weeks ago, we would have said, all right, if they drop a couple games, it's okay because they have a huge cushion. Well, that cushion is disappearing by the week. Dallas is on a heater. They're going to play Thursday night in Detroit. They're only a game and a half back now. Merrill, how seriously do you take the Cowboys as we come down the stretch?
Well, they're serious. I mean, they're playing really well right now, but I don't think it's impossible for them to lose at Detroit. I think the Lions are fighting for their playoff lives, and they're at Detroit, so I don't think this is a given for the Cowboys. I mean, I would think that the Cowboys are the better team right now than the Lions, but I think for one night, the Lions could push them around.
I agree with that, and that's going to be a huge game. I'll be locked into watching that on Thursday night. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Hopefully, better vibes next time we have one of these conversations, and we'll talk to you as we get ready for the game Monday against the Chargers. Thank you, Merrill.
Have a good one, Merrill.
I agree, guys. It's just the Eagles can't be thinking about the Cowboys right now. They just have to concentrate on what they have to do and be prepared to play their best football week from tonight.
No question. Thank you, Merrill. Have a great week. We'll talk next time.
See you guys. See you.
Yeah, have a good one.
There he goes. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. So Merrill mentioned it there. We hadn't got to in the first hour. Hugh, we may be getting a big break next Monday. So Justin Herbert's going to have surgery on his non-throwing hand today. Mm-hmm. The reports are saying that he expects and wants to play. We'll see next Monday night. If I'm the Chargers, I wouldn't play him.
It's not on his throwing hand, right?
It's not throwing hand.
Yeah, he gonna play.
I don't know. So they play on a short week the following week in Kansas City against the Chiefs. If I'm them, like, why am I putting him out there Monday?
Because you're gonna. It's not a non-throwing hand,
right? But he can't take snaps under center.
Yeah, because it's. I'm trying to figure out how
he's gonna have
that.
A pin in his hand on
okay,
surgery.
Okay, a pin. Oh, so that might be something different. I didn't know it was a pin. Yeah, that might be something different.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, he might try to cut it out.
He'll probably start the game. He probably won't finish it.
I think we're going to see Trey Lance next Monday. It could be a gigantic break for the Eagles.
Well, break for our defense.
Well, yeah. Doesn't mean we're going to score any points.
Yeah, it's kind of the whole thing.
I know it is. All right, 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phone lines here in ComboCon. Looking for bad combos. Best answer we get today wins our qualifying prize for ComboCon. This is all, of course, Sirianni and Petullo. Pretty bad offensive combination right now on the coaching staff for the Eagles. David in Drexel Hill is up. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. I can't even enjoy being mad at the Eagles because I almost feel like I got to defend them and take away from me being mad at them.
Why are you defending
them? You don't have to.
You don't have to defend them. They play like crap.
But because y'all are blowing it up bigger than what? Think about this. They played Dallas,
bigger
right?
Bigger than what?
Yeah.
Bigger than what?
No, Hugh, can I get this out? Because it's important. They played Dallas. Everybody bragged about what Zach did, right, in the game, right? Him and Jalen almost got identical
stats.
You
mean Dakota. Dak. You're talking about Dak.
Oh, stop.
I mean, David. Dak is playing at a far higher. I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the stats. Who's playing at a higher level, Dak or Jalen?
Our team messed up in that game. They had 14 penalties, 3 turnovers, and our field goal kicker. We only lost by 3 points. Our field goal kicker missed.
What about the game on Friday, David?
What did AJ do the first 2 darn plays of the game?
What did he do the first 2 darn plays, Joe? What did he do?
So are you defending the Eagles, or are we defending Jalen? What do you want to do here?
I'm going to defend Jalen, okay. Because you would need a lawyer if you defended him. He would just stop.
David, what did I do? What did I do that you didn't hear?
Here's, here's what you're doing when you defend Jalen. You don't talk about the mistakes of the team. Y'all will say the offensive line, this and that, but it always goes back to Jalen.
David, seriously, wait a minute, David, what can I ask you this question? And I'm dead ass serious when I ask you, what radio show are you listening to? Because you can't be listening to this one. But David, you can't be listening to this one.
But it always goes back to the same thing. Jalen overthrew this man. You had two men open. Did y'all watch that?
He stunk Friday.
Who said anything about Jalen's individual performance this morning? Did anything come out of my mouth?
No, you actually let him off the hook today.
I'm talking about you defend him good, but I'm saying you don't do it good enough. I ain't saying you said I'm bad about him at all.
Wait a minute. No, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about this.
Get him, David.
I don't defend him good enough, Dave. What does that even mean?
Because it's always a but.
What you mean? What game are you watching, Dave? Like seriously, Dave.
This is where
I get irritated. Today. Where is it that I'm absolving Jalen from what his mistakes are, and why is it not good enough that I'm trying to throw him a lifeline? Tell me that, David.
No, you're supposed to, Hugh, but can
what
I
you
ask
mean?
You a
why
question?
Am I supposed to? No, Dave, let's talk about this. No, wait a minute, Dave. I want to talk about this because this really burns my biscuits. You said I don't defend him good enough. I don't defend him. How don't I not defend him good enough, Dave?
Because he's a Super Bowl winning champion.
Time out, David. We've done this before. We gotta stop. Like these are ridiculous sentences we just throw out to defend ourselves or our own point, David. Who cares that he won the Super Bowl last year if he's playing poorly now? How is that germane to the topic?
When I tried to prove my point why he's not playing as poor as y'all saying, and it's the offensive line.
When you watched the game on Friday, when he went 19 of 34, he turned the ball over twice. He missed open wide receivers. What in that is to you like, oh, it's not that big of a deal? He stunk.
No, it's not that it's not that big of a deal.
He stunk.
That's my point. It stunk, but y'all try to act like it's the whole season.
We're talking about the game on Friday.
David,
he stunk.
You're the one that brought up the Dallas game.
But
man,
we can agree. I wanted to bring up the Dallas
Lord
game to prove my point. And if
this
you talk about the game yesterday, AJ and them was playing horrible. Our running back, didn't he just drop a ball, went right through his hands?
Sure did.
You know, why is it that my grandson, who's only 9, can predict what the first play of the game going to be when they get the ball? The running back's going to run up the middle, Grandpa. And I know you heard me say it 1,000 times, but he see it too.
But David, why do you feel the need to defend Jalen Hurts? Stop. Why do you feel the need to defend the quarterback? All I hear from everyone is, Joe, when they win, he's...
All right, you go ahead. The exact reason why is because the offensive coordinator and the coach is running this team. They're designing the plays.
So when the play is open and there's two wide receivers that can walk in for a touchdown and Jalen doesn't hit either in the hands, that's Petullo's fault?
Yes.
But he threw the one and overthrew. But guess what?
But stop. Now, when there's two wide open receivers for a touchdown and Jalen misses, didn't see one, and misses the other he throws to, that's the coach's fault.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Jalen overthrew him. But now can I close and ask you this? Because Hugh said he was watching football all Sunday. Hugh, how many other quarterbacks do the exact same thing? Because I watched Patrick Mahomes' game, and they said he was playing great. He overthrew the receivers. One man was
the
wide
same guy.
Open. 10
same
feet
guy.
From him, he threw the ball into the ground.
David, what are you asking me? Like,
what
seriously,
I'm asking
what are you
asking me? Why come they can stink, Hugh? And everybody say they play good.
Can I ask you a question? Why when Jalen has a bad game, I can't call it out, though? Because that's what you're kind of saying.
No, Hugh.
No, I'm asking you a question, David. I understand exactly why you're saying. No, but David, you started off this conversation talking about I don't defend him good enough. So
exactly.
why is it that I have to defend him? Okay,
that's not bad.
It's cool.
That's not bad. I respect you and like your opinion.
No, it's
but
cool.
But the coaching staff stink here.
That's right.
The offensive line stink.
Everyone
but Jalen. The running back's not doing it. And let me ask you, no, Jalen played bad.
But it only took us 6 minutes to get there. It just took us 6 minutes for you to say it.
No, y'all missed it if you go back and listen to the call.
I'm not going
to
do that.
And listen.
It was brutal.
Once is more than enough today, David.
So let me ask you, in closing.
Okay.
If Jalen Hurts next week throws, say, let's say for 40 points and we win the game, what do you think people are going to say?
Oh, he threw for 40 points and won the game.
First of all,
it's the people around him.
No, David. If he plays well, he gets credit. When he doesn't, he doesn't. Like, this is just a what about call. This is what this is. What about this guy who turned the ball over?
Really.
It is. No, every time every time Jalen comes up, it's, well, what about this guy also at an interception? David, I don't give a crap. If I'm doing radio in Kansas City and Patrick plays poorly, I'll say Patrick played poorly. If I'm in Buffalo and Josh Allen turns the ball over five times, I'll say Josh Allen played like crap. We're in Philadelphia. This is like the kid that comes home who got in trouble and said, well, the other kid in class did the same thing. I'll tell my kid that I don't care about that other kid. I care about your behavior. He is a $50 million quarterback. And I said, now I said 40 minutes ago, can someone today tell me something he's doing well right now on the field? So far, zero.
Well, isn't he passing for more yardage now?
Oh, my God,
y'all
David.
Wanted to see him
David,
throw more?
David.
Didn't everybody say, throw more, Jalen? Throw more, Jalen. He threw for almost 300 yards against Dallas.
Played so well.
And they lost.
Yeah, they didn't score for 42 minutes. Played great.
But why didn't they score? That's what you don't want to hear.
You tell me. You tell me. You're the one that wants to dance around it. It's probably Kevin Betullo and Sirianni and the O-line and Saquon. Just not doing
it. Three turnovers, and a field
and
goal kicker missed a field goal for three.
Everybody else.
And you're blaming that on Jalen?
Yep. Everybody else's fault. David, what do you got for us? Bad combination.
I'm going to go with Embiid and Ben Simmons.
I like that one, David. You saved the call at the end. It's a good one.
Finally, a good point.
These don't have to be sports combinations. You could do that, but they could be any combination that you think is bad. 215-592-9494. I just got to say, after a whole offseason of Jalen Hurts is a winner, Jalen Hurts wins. Like, is he a loser right now? How does this work?
I didn't say he was losing.
I'm not saying you, but I'm trying.
Well, don't defend him good enough.
I'm just trying to get into the head of everyone who told me, Joe, he's elite, he wins. Joe, he's elite, he wins. So do those same people think he's a loser right now? Or if maybe we've just been missing the story the whole time, that he's okay. Not playing his best right now, obviously, but when everything's not right around him, the whole thing just falls apart. Like, can we just be honest about this? 19-34 with two turnovers, and he missed a wide-open guy for a touchdown. He was the biggest reason they lost the football game. I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't know what to tell you. And we got, filibusters here by David for 10 minutes about, well, Matthew Stafford turned the ball over twice yesterday. Patrick Mahomes turned it over. As if I care.
Mm-hmm. Stafford, who, by the way, went, 28 touchdowns between interceptions?
He threw picks yesterday, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, well.
So he stinks.
Nobody's above criticism. I know there's an underlining narrative of all this. I get that. But my job here is to tell you what I see. And a lot of times, y'all not going to like it. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I'm going to be honest about what I see. Because I get a lot. And this is the most tiring thing that I get. People in my inbox telling me I'm doing this, that, and the third. I call it like I see it, whether it makes you feel good or not. So if it doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what to tell you. But it's going to be the same from Monday to Friday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put up a poll. Does Hugh defend?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And Jalen, well enough.
I'm sure that'll go well.
Listen, and that's the main reason why I was dead ass serious about not coming to here.
Because thought you could take the Monday off after
a loss? Listen, if I would have called Rod and said that, Rod was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But seriously, man, it's and again, I'm going to say this. Yeah. For all those who say I don't defend him enough, it's not all his fault. But he's culpable in some of this.
You know, I just thought about Kyle. The last time the Eagles lost back-to-back games, Hugh was conveniently out that Friday after they lost the Giants. You know, maybe
somebody's not built for this.
Are you built for two losses in a row?
I'm built for it. Man. Okay, it's just that.
This guy was on the Jets. I mean,
he's built for 13 losses in a row.
No, man, listen. There's a lot. Like this is the best part about having so much time to think about this. Because a lot of times we're knee-jerk in the way that we react to this. Now, Jalen had a big part of the loss. But when you talk about the way this team lost, defense didn't play well at all. Offensive line didn't play well at all. It was everything. The coaching staff, to me, is an arrogant group of individuals that saw this and talked about this for you. Like, what has been the narrative for the last 6 weeks in Philadelphia? The offense and the offensive woes. You know what this is? Chickens coming home to roost. Mm. And now everybody's coping with this, and they're trying to point fingers at one individual. This is not a one individual thing. It hasn't been since the beginning of the season. But here's the problem, is that when you talk about one part of it or another part, people get in their feelings, right? It's been a little bit of everything. So now today is the day where everybody want to act like they're right. No, you're not right. You're not right about what you're thinking. It's everything, like we've been saying for the last couple of weeks. See, it's everything.
It is everything. I think we have to – there's two parts to this. There's what happened Friday, and then there's the offense for the season. And
yes.
If we're being fair, I do not think Jalen's the only reason they've struggled
and
this year.
And he's not.
He's not. The offensive line is stunk. They can't run the football. I think that, I said last week the biggest issue with the offense as a whole this year for me is they can't run the ball. From the way I watched the game Friday, I thought Jalen was the biggest reason they lost the game, along with Sirianni. They were the biggest culprits Friday. So that's it. I mean, if you take that, you want to be sensitive about it, that's fine. But that's what I thought on Friday. For the season, it's everything. They can't block. They can't run. They can't throw. I mean, it's part of the reason why they're one of the worst offenses in the NFL. I mean, that is what it is. You don't get to the bottom of the league. Like, look at the teams at the bottom. The Saints, the Jets. You don't get there by one thing. You get there by seven or eight. They have them all. It just was startling Friday that the quarterback, who is paid handsomely to be at least a top 10 guy, looked that bad. He was bad.
It was a bad day.
It was a bad
day. No question
about it. Let's go to Pete, who's up on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pete, what's up?
I just want to say one thing that really bothered me. I think a big part of the problem is there's no emotion. Like, you're not playing well. Like, when you're on the sideline, Jalen's just sitting there, like, throw something. Kick, I don't know, like, get mad. Like, I don't know, like, show me something, I guess, you know, like that you're into the game. I think they got the Super Bowl and they got the payday, and that's it. Like, it just doesn't seem like they care, you know?
They do. There is like there's a malaise over them, Pete. I feel it too. So, and I'll give you one player. I feel it more than any. Saquon looks to me a little bit less hungry than he has in the past. It just looks like he's just kind of going through the motions. And I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with him. If it's maybe wear and tear, maybe it's physical, maybe it's... I have no idea. But Pete, he's just not playing like the same guy he was last year.
There's just no heart. Like, there's no fight, I guess. I don't know. Like, even the coaching. Like, so, you know, you got to... I mean, this is a couple games here now. I mean, we're defending champions at home. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know. Just show me something, I think, you know?
Yeah, well, they have to. I mean, now we're at the point, like Merrill said a few minutes ago, where it's time. Like, they have to fix this immediately. Otherwise, this thing's going to spiral out of control. All right, Pete, what do you got for us? A bad combination.
I don't really know. I'm a big fan of Everybody Loves Raymond. How about orange juice and bologna?
Orange juice and bologna, Pete,
Yeah, I can't picture that being good.
I can't either. I mean, bologna. When's the last time you had bologna, Hugh?
It's been a while.
Yeah, like days or weeks,
like,
months?
It's been a while, like some years. Years. Like with the bologna cut, fried bologna cut in the side. Yeah. That's with some mayo.
When I was a kid, bologna and cheese was the go-to.
Yeah, it's the goat.
Yeah, that was the goat. I haven't had a bologna in probably decades. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. Oh, we'll keep the conversation going. Reaction to the loss on Friday. Blame game. For me, it's on two people Friday. Sirianni doesn't have this team ready. He doesn't have the answers right now. The offense stinks. And I thought Jalen played one of his worst games of his career Friday. He was bad in that football game. Where do you come down in terms of blame? And the panic level. I mean, I'm panicking. We're going the wrong way entering the final month of the season. Plus, some troubling reports about the offense. Oh, this should be interesting to unpack here. And why they aren't doing some of the things, specifically the quarterback run game that we've been calling for. That's up next. Your phone calls plus CombOcon. Give us a bad combination. Could be anything that you put together like, that's a bad combo. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've eaten the turkey, and we've watched the game. You know what? At this point, if you're still eating leftovers, let's be honest. You need to throw them leftovers away. So this is what I suggest you do. You go to the store, and you get you some Recipe Essentials sweet Italian sausage, and make you a breakfast casserole. Whip up a breakfast casserole, people, for the people that want to have that Thanksgiving feeling. So good, the whole family will enjoy itself, and they'll have reminiscences, or they'll be reminiscing about that Thanksgiving dinner that you had. So for store locations and recipe ideas, hit up simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Eagles are trying to settle into an identity on offense, but there is almost an acceptance at the NovaCare complex that identity on offense isn't going to be that high explosive, high scoring offense that football fans want. I caught up with Jalen Hurts at his locker this week, who told me he is not worried about what this offense looks like. And in conversations he has had with the coaching staff, not putting the football in harm's way has been the number one priority this season, and it will remain the number one priority for the rest of the season. Jalen Hurts is accepting that is what this Eagles offense is going to be all about. So call it safe, call it conservative, whatever adjective you want to use. That is what the Eagles offense is going to be.
Why? Yeah, I'll call it bad because that's what it's been so far this season. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, Ashlyn Sullivan before the game on Friday about the offense. All right, so that you kind of harken back to what was that line a few years ago from Jalen? The offense will look the way Jalen Hurts wants it to look, right? He doesn't care how it looks. But
yeah, you kind of said that this year too.
Well, but perhaps he does. So a couple reports out there, Hugh, that we need to unpack because I think a issue with the offense, one of the issues, there's a lot, is that teams just don't respect that Jalen's going to run as much. I think it's constricted things that made it harder for them to do what they used to do, right? If it's more just a regular run game and a regular drop-back passing game, it's a little harder than if they had that ability to fool the defense. I think maybe Jalen's going to keep the ball and run. They just haven't run as much this season as they have in the past. All right, a couple reports this weekend about Jalen Hurts and the run game and his involvement in the run game. Let's start with Jeff McClain on his podcast. All right, I'm going to read you what he said on his Uncovering the Birds podcast. Quote, "I've been beating this drum all year. I was beating it before the season because I had heard that Hurts didn't want to run as much, and I'd heard that the Eagles were on board with that because we saw him get hurt in the Washington game, the concussion. Two of the last 4 years he got hurt late in the year on runs. So it made some extent... it made sense to some extent to lighten his load in terms of the run game." So that was from Jeff McClain. Jimmy Kemsky had this in his column after the game. The Eagles had one of the best rushing attacks in league history last season. That's gone. Saquon Barkley simply isn't the same runner he was a year ago, and he's not being helped by Hurts, who I'm told does not love having a lot of designed quarterback runs in the game plan. Hugh, your thoughts on this, as it seems like, according to two different reporters, Hurts has made it somewhat known to them or clear to them he doesn't want to run as much anymore, and that's why they're not running him as much.
If that's true, then, you know, Jalen lied to us. I mean, he lied to us because he said, and I quote, I don't care what it looks like as long as we win.
Yep.
You know, and if that's the truth, if that's what is going on, then you do care what it looks like. You know, and you don't care about winning as much as you've claimed that you did. I mean, that's the bottom line. And for all y'all that don't understand what that sounds like or feels like, you can kiss my ass, because that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what was said. Unlike most of y'all, and I'm attacking the folks today, you people, I listen to what's being said in the press conferences, not just what's being talked about on the field or what's happening on the field. And Jalen made it clear that he didn't care what his stats looked like as long as they won football games. Mm-hmm. Now, as much as this offense has been reeling, as much as this offense has not been in tune, if that's what the coaches feel that is going to help get it going, okay, I'm not saying it's all on you, but what's the problem? Why are we not doing that? Especially when you've made it crystal clear that you care about nothing but winning football games. Why is that beast not in your repertoire? Why are we not doing that? So I don't know what the answer is. Maybe some of y'all that talk about I don't defend him well enough, mm-hmm. maybe you can tell me why he's not doing it, since you know more than I do.
So here's what I know. If he doesn't use his legs and they don't have his legs as part of the game plan, I don't know how this works short or long term. I mean, Jalen Hurts has exceptional running ability, the way a lot of quarterbacks have had exceptional running ability in their 20s, and then they don't in their 30s, and they're not as good of a player. Jalen's not there. In theory, he shouldn't be there yet. Like what happened to Donovan late in his career, Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. you know, where their legs go, and then it's harder for them to move the football consistently. In theory, he shouldn't be there. He's only in his I guess, mid to late 20s. We should have a few more years where his legs are part of the game. And these reports are telling us he doesn't want to use them as much anymore, which puts the onus on just the passing game, and that's... I think that's going to make it harder to score points.
I will say this. I do understand that to a certain extent, Joe. It's because the whole stigma of the black quarterback and being just a runner. There's probably a little bit of that, because I feel like Donovan kind of went through the same thing. Donovan had a era or moments where he didn't want to run, because you don't want to be known as just one thing, right? But I think a lot of times that's what makes you –
you.
The special individual that you are. Not saying you got to run all the time, because Steve Young, for example, Steve Young had a lot of concussions. But his ability to extend plays and everything, that's what
I
partly
agree.
Made him as potent.
I agree with
but
you.
But I feel like, because a lot of times, and I get the stigma for that position and the African-American quarterback, but again, if the bottom line is to win football games and it adds a different element to the defense, because just like Caleb Williams, the fact that he has the ability to extend plays mm-hmm. makes him more of a threat. That's why, you know, it was important. And this is where they were able to take advantage of, because the pass rush lane integrity broke down a lot in that game Friday night because of his ability to run, his ability to escape outside the pocket and extend plays. That one play where everybody was mad about when they thought it was intentional grounding, he was outside the tackle box.
He was.
He was outside the tackle box. So that's what it allows you to do. It allows you to extend plays, and you have the ability to put stress on the defense. And right now, if Jalen's just only wanting to pass from the pocket, he's not putting the stress on the defense that we once did before.
I just go to this. His legs have helped him become the other word we use for him all the time, winner. He's been a winner. Right? He's won everywhere he's been, in part because of his legs. If he doesn't want to run anymore, they got a problem.
Well, is it time we say the F word on the show?
What's that? Fraud.
Oh, I mean, that's
using a lot of.
How fraudulent is that? If you're Mr. Whatever It Takes to Win, I don't care how it looks like. Clearly you do. I mean, like you said, Hugh, you're lying.
Man,
he
listen,
does care how it looks.
I believe what I'm told. I believe what I'm told. And one of the things that I do is listen to everything that's being said, especially when it comes to this football team. And when you sit there and you say you're defiant, and you were defiant in your delivery. few weeks ago, you said, I don't care what it looks like, because AJ was upset.
Yep, yep.
And you sat there. And go look it up. If you think I'm lying, if you think I'm not defending him enough, go back and look at it. I'm pretty sure we got the cut somewhere. He said, I don't care what it looks like as long as we win. That's what he said.
So all season long, we've taken calls about Petullo, right? And part of it is, we'll put the RPO back in. Guys, the RPO doesn't work if the run-pass option doesn't have the run part. If he doesn't want to run anymore, the RPO, it doesn't work anymore. So, I mean, I don't know. None of us have any idea why they call what they call, why they do what they do. But we have two different reporters saying they've heard Jalen has told the coaches that he doesn't want to run as much.
And you know what else I've been saying
for weeks? That makes me wonder, before you say it, if that's why the RPO isn't there. And that's why this all looks so constricted. Because if he's telling them, I don't want to do that, then they can't. They're not going to call it against his will, right? Like, if he doesn't want to do it, he's the quarterback.
And you know what I've been saying for weeks, even though it makes me sound crazy, is that we always talk about getting the running game going.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've always been saying that every week.
Yep.
You have to get the passing game going, because guess what, Joe? Nobody respects the passing game. Like, that's the biggest issue. Like, when I look at these games that are being played, and yeah, we put up some nice numbers in the passing game, but we're not winning games. You know why? Because after a while, you know, if you just keep everything underneath, they'll probably get a score too.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The game's already over
right,
then.
The game on Friday,
Yeah, basically garbage that's time. What it was. The game was over by then, and everybody's talking about, oh, he threw for 200-some yards. If you go back, and this is what I'm going to ask y'all to do. Go back and look at when those yards were made.
Yeah.
They were in the latter part of the game. You know why? Because the game was already over. I was watching the game with somebody, and it was like 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And they just were methodically running the ball down the field. And they was like, oh, we got time left on the clock. I was like, no, we don't. Because they're eating up the clock.
Yep.
We're eating up the clock, and we can't move the ball. And then they scored. They were like, well, we scored. Like, dog, we got 3 minutes left on the clock. What are you talking about?
It's garbage.
They're going to do the same thing that they've been doing. This is where – you know, I don't want to Ryan Clark anybody, but this is where you don't understand the game of football, because they had the ball for the whole fourth quarter and they were just doing whatever they wanted to do to run the clock down. When you get a team that comes to the line of scrimmage and they're taking their time running plays, that's because they know you can't stop them, right? And they know you're, and then when they back up, they know that you don't have enough time to score because guess what? Your offense isn't that dynamic to throw the ball enough to get you within those 3 minutes. Ain't Tom Brady or nobody back there like that. I remember back in the day, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, they got 3 minutes on the clock. You got a problem.
Yep.
You got a problem. Did anybody on the Bears look like they felt that it was a problem? Them cats out there dancing with 5 minutes left on the clock. Well, they doing shimmy and they all over the place because they know this offense ain't about to do nothing. That's the reality. Whether that's Kevin Petullo or Jalen or whoever it is, the bottom line is this. If you can't throw the football, you can't run the football. Bottom line, I'm not playing the pass knowing that you might get some garbage plays in the passing game, but your bread and butter, the only way you're going to really get this going is if you run the football. I'm not going to let you do that.
Mm.
So you got to throw the ball. And we don't throw the ball well.
No.
We don't throw the ball well at all. We don't control the ball in the passing game. I've played against teams that do. They might not run the ball well, but they control the ball in the passing game. It's called, you know what we used to call it? Death by a thousand cuts. Ask any old school football player that knows that. They know what that means. Death by a thousand cuts. They deking and dunking you to death. We don't do none of that. We don't deke and dunk nobody. Everybody playing 8-man in the box. Because they know if we get the run game going, we got a shot. But we ain't got no, because we ain't got no passing game. I guarantee you, if you sat in some of those defensive meetings, the defense coordinator talking about, oh, they can't throw the ball. They might get a couple plays, but they really can't throw the ball.
Not consistent.
That's the problem.
Yep.
That's the problem. Whatever it is, that's the problem. We can't throw the ball, so we can't run the ball.
All right, let's hear from Jalen after the game talking about his legs. All right, let's hear him talking about your need to use your legs in December. Is that going to be a thing now that we go down the stretch of the season? Listen how Jalen responded here.
The best drive of the game came with you using your legs. Is that something, as you enter December, that needs to be done to improve this offense?
I'll be working.
Thanks, Jalen. Thanks for that. Also, he was asked about the tush push, which during the game, if you were watching the broadcast on Amazon on Friday, they were mentioning that Jalen has talked about maybe not wanting to do the tush push anymore. I made a note of it because I was like, that's interesting. It kind of all plays into this. Maybe he doesn't want to run anymore. Maybe he's not interested in the tush push anymore. He unfortunately fumbled on the tush push. Let's hear Jalen on the tush push and what happened there.
You have preferred to have maybe run a different play in that instance then. The push play.
I can't fumble the ball.
You know, so it's interesting when you hear an answer versus read an answer, right? Like, he was asked by our guy, Dave Uram, would you have preferred to run a different play on the tush push?
He didn't want to answer flat out.
Like, if you just read his response was, I can't fumble, right? That, and he's right. And he took accountability for fumbling, and it's unfortunate he fumbled. That was a huge play in the game. That pause, though, as if maybe he doesn't want. And again, during the broadcast on Friday, they talked, you know, and they do those production meetings, right, where the broadcasters talk to the quarterback and the coach.
Yeah.
And they said that he inferred to them, maybe he doesn't want to do this tush push as much anymore.
You know what? I'll say to that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Third and two. Y'all got to start listening to what's being said and then look and see how it marries to what's actually happening. Last week, third and two. What do we do?
The Cowboys game, yeah.
What do we usually do?
Tush push twice.
Okay. What do we do?
Threw it.
Okay. So if he says that and he's reluctant to answer it, that tells you everything you need to know. I believe what I see. And when you talk about that moment in that game and what is a money play for us in most situations, we decide to get cute and throw the football. Oh, yeah, by the way, we ain't been throwing the ball that great anyway.
Mm-mm.
But that's what we decide to do. That tells you everything you need to know. So somebody lying to somebody about their commitment to something. I'm just going to say that because, I don't want to indict anybody and I don't want to not defend somebody as much as they need to be defended. But something's not right.
Nobody needs to be defended. They're all
grown
up.
No, I'm just saying something's not right. Something's not right. It does something. You know what? Two things don't go together. What Jalen says and what actually happens on the field.
Something's off. I mean, obviously,
and I need to win. What's the prize we give away? The cooler or whatnot? I need that cooler.
You know, you can't have the prize.
No, because that's the one that wins. What Jalen says in the press conference and what he actually does.
Oh, that's a bad combination?
They don't mesh.
They don't mesh.
It's a little phony, isn't it?
I ain't say that.
If this is all true, it's a fair word. It's a fair word. It doesn't make any sense. If there is deep down, he's worrying about his long-term health, as other guys that have run a lot worry, right? I mean, like, it's fair to bring up. Steve McNair was kind of done as a full-time good quarterback in his early 30s. Cam Newton, Russell Wilson.
I mean, it's the par for the course for those type of runners.
I get
those
that.
Type of quarterbacks.
Right, I get that. And I think his game, I've always said Steve McNair, he reminds me of Steve McNair. I get it if he's worried about his long-term, but then we can't say I'm doing it whatever it takes to win.
Well, it would also help if he was a better thrower.
Well, that's also part of the issue here. Yeah, again, if he evolved, and he uses that word a lot, if the passing game evolved and Jalen's throwing for 4,000 yards, I don't need him to run. Like, there's plenty of good quarterbacks that don't run that much. But I think it's a big part of his game. I think it's a big part of the Eagles' offense, and it just hasn't been there much. It's a problem. Junior is up on WIP. What's up, Junior?
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing today? I know we all got a bit of a sour taste in our mouth, but how we feeling today?
Junior, we're trying to work through this. Hugh says he's good.
You know, same here, but I have an interesting theory, and I want you guys to tell me if maybe I'm on the right track here.
Okay.
So when we look at everything on this offense, offensive line, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, it's been said all season, they're not on the same page. Mm-hmm. I have this theory that they are trying to make the job easier for Petullo and spread the workload around to where it's too compartmentalized, and when it's game day, they just expect it to mesh. I think that they just have every position coach coaching up different things, and it's just not coming together on game day.
So, Junior, I've thought about this.
Position coaches do all the time.
Right, no, but I have wondered, because he's so inexperienced as a coordinator, if he's kind of getting railroaded by the other people. It's like too many cooks in the kitchen type of thing. Instead of, you know, if he was experienced, he might be able to say, no, I got this, or just give me your thoughts on that, but I got it. I do wonder, and he's on the sidelines too, which, you know, I wonder how loud it gets down there if he's just getting bombarded with all this nonsense.
Like, I know that's the job of the position coach, like what you just said, but I think it's just his voice isn't loud enough, and I think it's everyone talking at once. Hmm. And, like, that play that Jalen missed Dallas Goedert, right? Mm-hmm. So if you watch the whole sequence, they actually got to the line of scrimmage with about 15, 17 seconds left. Jalen looks over to Smitty, and he checks the play over to Smitty. He sees the all-out blitz coming. He gives Smitty the signal with his fingers. He is telling him, you're the hot read. This is going to go to you. First read to Smitty, it's wide open. When the ball comes out, Dallas Goedert's not even turning his head looking back. He's still running straight. So he throws it to Smitty. Smitty thinks he's going for a slant. Jalen thinks he's going for a hitch. He throws the hitch. Incomplete. We kick a field goal. That derails the rest of the game. So I just think that it's too many people telling everybody too many different things instead of one cohesive game plan from Petullo, and I think that's what's hampering this offense.
Let me ask you the question, Junior. You just said that he went over there and he signaled to Schmitty, right, that what to run.
Yeah.
So
he looked over to his left.
Okay, so why the coaches are on the sideline, right? Why aren't him and Schmitty on the same page in that sense? What am I missing that you're trying to say?
And that's what I'm thinking is I think that they're
listen to what I'm saying.
Their checks are different.
No, their checks are the same. Like they're if they're on the same page, if they understood, if he gives him a nod and he understands, then they're on the same page regardless to what position you play. Because let me just give you an example. Say like if I'm playing and Trot gives a check, mm-hmm. even though I'm not a linebacker, if I'm in that play, say if it's a play where it's a zone defense. And I have to drop into a zone. And if Trot tells me, hey, zone, then I know I'm going to the flat, right? But if he say, man, that means whoever crosses my face, that I have to go with him because that's my man.
Like if a back comes out of the
backfield. Yeah, and we're not even in the same meetings, but I know that. So I don't understand what you're trying to say because that's simple defense.
No, you're absolutely right. And I guess I'm not communicating it properly.
I'm not trying to jump on you. I'm just trying
amongst
to.
Everybody. I'm sorry. No, I know you're not trying to dump on me. I think it's just the lack of cohesiveness for everybody. I mean, even if we go back to the offseason, Jalen wasn't working out with Smitty and A.J. Brown. If you remember, he was looking for receivers to work out with. And it just goes all the way back to from the beginning, they haven't been on the same page. All the cooks in the kitchen haven't been working together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to show up late in the season, and it's getting worse, progressively worse.
But Junior, I'm going to ask you, who do you think that's on? If AJ sends out a tweet that says, I need a quarterback to work with, who do you think needs to answer that tweet and be like, yo, dog, I got you?
Oh, yeah, no. I'll defend Jalen Hurts till the end of the earth, but that's absolutely on Jalen Hurts.
You know what I mean? That's
lack of leadership right there, 100%.
say it again. That's a lack of what?
That's a lack of leadership,
because
100%.
That's almost like you cheating on me. What you doing calling another quarterback? I'm your quarterback.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm the one you won the Super Bowl with. Yeah. What you doing?
I'll defend this play on the field. You know, I'll defend him against, you know, bad play calls and everything like that. But if there's a lack of cohesiveness, it falls back on the quarterback first, then the coaches.
And you know what else, Junior? I'm going to go a step further.
Good call, Junior. We appreciate you.
If I go into a press conference, right, either AJ or Jalen, and if a reporter asks me, hey, have you talked to AJ or Smitty or Dallas Goedert, and I say no, guess what that is, people, for y'all that don't understand what the term leadership means. That's a lack of leadership. You go to war with these guys every day. You're out there on the field with these guys every day. And if you don't communicate with them, why are you out there? I don't care what the situation is, because your success is tied to them. Just like that one play where Saquon's going to the flat and the ball's coming and he don't know. That's a conversation. Did they talk to each other after that play and be like, man, what did you see? What happened? Does anybody see any of that for the most part? Come on, man.
Yeah, look, I know there's a lot that goes into each play, and it's a hot read and a blitz is coming and all that kind of stuff. All I know is this. That play was run, and there are two guys that come wide open, which means the play itself, like the drawn-up routes versus the coverage that the Bears ran, worked. The Eagles' play worked. I don't care. Head nod, communication, Jalen reading it, Smith. That has to be a first down. It just has to be. It just has to be. The ball can't be thrown behind them. They have to be on the same page. And it wasn't. Like, that play was indicative of everything going wrong right now, which is – yeah, you could say the coaches aren't good enough. They're not drilling things down. They're not practicing enough. All that's fair.
That's arrogance, Joe.
But like, and the players got to make the play. That's there.
That's arrogance, Joe. And that's culture. Because if I'm going to put it on Coach Sirian. If you know that's going on in your locker room, then you need to do something about that, damn it. You need to be the guy that tells them, that sits them in the room and say, hey, y'all need to get it together.
Yeah.
That what happened Friday was a lack of leadership on all levels, in my opinion.
I agree, and that's why, for me, it's Sirianni and Hurts today. They're in my crosshairs. 215-592-9494. We're back to the phone lines on the other side. Plus, a hotly debated topic from the end of the game. My take on it, what Sirianni had to say after the game.
I don't give a shit.
Well, I do, Nick. We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.